Hi, good afternoon. My name is John and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm trying to reach Jessica.
Yes.
Hi, Jessica. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I'm the case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Are you familiar with Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Have you or someone you know received Depo Provera injections in the past?
I did a while ago.
Okay. Did you ever have any health complications that may be linked to Depo injections?
Yes.
Okay. And can you share with me what type of what that health op complication was?
I had like tumors in my brain, but they weren't like cancerous as
Okay.
of right now. I did end up having to have a hysterectomy later down the road, due to like causing like heavy like bleeding.
I'm sorry to hear that. What, when you mentioned the tumor, do you know where was that tumor located and what was it called?
In my brain, I'm not really sure what was called.
Is there a way that is there anything you can
Starts with
check?
like an M or something.
I'm not familiar with what it may be. Is there any, do you have any documentation at home or anything that you can refer to that will help you?
No, I
Okay. Because you're close. There is something that's, there's a neurological disorder, meaning a disorder that affects the brain and nervous system that is scientifically linked to the Depo injections. And that is the legal basis for this lawsuit, is that people that have been received Depo Provera injections and later developed this neurological disorder can file claims to get compensated for damages. And as a case intake specialist, my role is to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit and then get you connected with a firm, a law firm, to help you get paid, compensated for damages. But the law firm, they're very particular in that I can't provide you what the diagnosis is, the name of the injury. That would be something that you would have to provide. They prohibit, like,
It starts with an M. I just can't pronounce it.
is there a way you can perhaps is there anything that you can refer to that would be able to help you out? Once I hear it, I can help you. I can continue.
I can look up how to say it.
Least try your best to pronounce it.
I know it's like or Mellow. Yeah. Okay.
Keep trying. You're getting close.
It's like a brain, but
Are you trying to Google it?
yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce it.
If you spell it, I might be able to re I
It's
probably will rec
MENINO or NGIONA, Menard Stroma.
Okay, I think I've heard enough. Yes, so it's a so are you confirming that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain? Okay. All right. Now, did you get an attorney yet to help you with filing a claim so you can get compensated for damages?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay. And so you were the person that was unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. And so you would be filing this claim for yourself because you're the injured party. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jessica, you are a resident of the United States. Is that correct also?
Am.
Okay. Now, the law firm would like to know the approximate date of your diagnosis. When did you learn that you developed a meningioma of the brain?
I want to say about 3 years ago, but
Okay.
I've been off of it for a while now.
Would that be in 2022 or 2021?
2021.
2021. Do you remember the month by any chance?
I want to say it was in May or June.
Okay, so I'll put select June as a rough estimate. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put June 1st, 2021. Now, can I get your date of birth, please?
It's 9/30/1990.
Okay, let me repeat that date just to make sure I have it correct. It's September 30th, 1990?
Yes.
Thank you, Jessica. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
The only one, like, I don't know, like, that she was injured, but I know, like, she ended up getting pregnant.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Like,
it didn't protect. That was all I'm saying.
For this lawsuit, law firms are looking for people like yourself that have received Depo injections and were later diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. Because, again, there are scientific studies that can link your brain meningioma to the Depo injections. And that's the fundamental basis of this lawsuit. All right, Jessica, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your Depo-Provera usage. Did you receive Depo-Provera by pill or was it shot?
The shot.
Okay. And do you recall if it was the brand name that you received, brand name injectable, Depo-Provera?
Yeah. And they did it in the arm, like, every 3 months.
Okay. Got it. All right. And then how many years were you on Depo for approximately?
Maybe a year or two.
Okay. Would you say close? Was it a year or was it a 2 year?
I would say a year and a half.
A year and a half? Okay. All right. I'll put 1.5, which represent a year and a half. And then which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera? Do you recall?
I want to say it was Depo-Provera.
Okay. Thank you. And it was the brand name. All right. Can you confirm that within 1 year, you received at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. That's 1 every 3 months, in other words?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you mentioned that you were on Depo-Provera for at least a year and a half. The law firm would like to know the approximate dates you're receiving these injections. So could you provide me the start date, when you started? And this is to your best of your knowledge, your best guess of the date or time frame.
I want to say about 2018.
2018, okay. Do you remember what month by any chance?
No. We can go maybe like around like July.
Okay. Well, we'll do July 1st, 2018. And then what would be your estimate for when you stopped getting Depo injections?
I want to say probably about 2020 after. And I want to say it was before, like, I had my hysterectomy.
In 2020, you said?
Yeah.
And what would be your guess for the month?
Maybe, like, August.
Okay. All right. We'll put August 30th, 2020. Okay. And so that answers the next question, which is, did you use Depo-Provera after January 1992 through present date? The answer is yes. We had estimated that you started Depo roughly July of 2018 and then stopped Depo roughly August of 2020. That actually just was a little over a year. If it was closer to like a year and a half, it might be like closer to like December of 2020 or maybe even January of 2021.
Yeah, we could go with January. But I want to say I had my hysterectomy when they had the first patient in the hospital for COVID. So it had to be around then.
In 2020?
Yeah.
Or late 20 or early 2021.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember being in the hospital, like the same hospital that the lady was in, and I was getting a hysterectomy.
Okay. And so with that knowledge, what would you say, December of 2020 or?
Yeah, let's go with December.
Okay. Okay. And then, of course, we know the injury is a meningioma. of the brain. All right, now I can ask you questions about yourself. This will help us put together the legal agreement between you and the law firm. Can you please confirm your gender?
I'm female.
Thank you. And then your marital status?
Separated.
Separated, okay. Legally married, pending divorce, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And well, you know what, I'll put single for the time being, because then it's asked for your
permanent order of protection. So.
What's that?
I have a permanent order of protection. So.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll put single then. All right, and then your the legal spelling of your first name is Jessica. That's J-E-S-S-I-C-A.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial?
L.
L. Okay, thank you. And then the last name, can you spell it out for me?
S-S-C-H-N-E-L-L.
Okay, thank you. Jessica L. Schnell. And we confirm the spelling. I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
No.
Okay. And then the law firm is going to request medical records, and I'll have you sign an authorization to release medical records. But in order to request medical records, they do need your social. Could you provide your social?
It's 353-844-4048.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 353-844-4048, is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. And then any forms that you sign, like the legal agreement and the authorization to release medical records, copies will be sent to your email address. I have an email address as punk66rocker@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, 331-250-8544, is this a mobile number that belongs to you, your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, now I can ask for your residence, your address.
It's 274 Park Avenue, South Elgin, Illinois, 60177.
Okay, one second. Okay. 274 Park Avenue, South Elgin, Illinois, 60177?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a house or apartment?
That's a house.
Okay, very good. So there's no apartment number or unit number?
No.
Very good. Jessica, the next set of questions are going to be medical-related questions. So I'm going to ask, do you know the name of the doctor or recall the name of the doctor that originally prescribed Depo-Provera?
It was Susan Orhan at Elite Women's Care.
Okay. Susan Orhan, is that O-R-H-A-N?
Yes.
And it was at Elite
Women's Care.
Okay, thank you. Now, was this doctor also the doctor that injected you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, I should have asked, actually. How did you get injections? Was it the doctor that provided the injections? Was it a member of the staff? Or did you inject yourself?
Staff, the nurse.
Okay, the nurse did. Okay, very good. And then the law firm does ask, like, the approximate number of times you received injections.
That's every 3 months, so...
That's about four times within a year, once every 3 months.
So about like eight times.
About eight times? Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, and then, pardon me, I'm sorry. I'm just reviewing some of my work. Bear with me here. Okay, we got eight times. And then it wasn't the doctor, it was actually the nurse that gave you the injections?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recall the nurse's name by any chance?
I don't.
No, that's all right. But it was Dr. Susan Orhan. That's the OBGYN that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And it was at Elite Women's Health. What I'm doing is I'm actually trying to find the address for Elite Women's Health. And what city are they in?
Hoffman Estates.
Okay. Found it. Thank you. It looks like that would be a doctor's bill. It's actually 1555 Barrington Road, Suite 410, Hoffman Estates, 60169.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. bear with me here. I'm actually entering this address in. I'm just copying and pasting into our intake system. I found it off the internet. One moment. The name of the facility, Elite Women's Care, Hoffman OBGYN. And I found the phone number. That would be 847-781-1894. Okay, and we already know that it was Dr. Susan Orhan, MD, OBGYN, that prescribed the medicine. Dr. Susan Orhan, MD, OBGYN. And that was, again, a women's Elite Women's Healthcare, Hoffman, OBGYN. And same address. Okay, bear with me. And did you have to get the medicine filled at a pharmacy at any point?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let me just double check my work, make sure everything is okay before we move to the next questions. Okay, so yes, the Depo-Provera was administered by a medical staff, the nurse. You're injected roughly 8 times. The nurse at Elite Women's Care was the person that administered the injection. The facility was Elite Women's Care in Hoffman. I've got the address and the phone number. Okay, and a doctor, Susan Orhan, was the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera. All right, now I can ask questions about the diagnosis. How did the doctors identify meningioma? How did they detect that? What type of scan did they do? Do you know?
I was having headaches and a lot of vision problems.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know what kind of scan they conducted or did to locate or identify the meningioma?
The MRI.
It was an MRI. Okay, thank you. And do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
I want to say it was Dr. Dixit. He's at Northwestern Hospital in Chicago.
Okay. Northwestern Hospital. And can you spell the doctor's name, please, for me?
Dr. Dixit. I think it's D-I-X-I-T.
D-I-S as in Sam?
D-I-X.
I-E. Okay. And where's this doctor? Do you know is that the first name or last name?
Last name.
Last name, okay. Dr. Dixie, D-I-X-I-E?
Yes.
Okay, and he's at Northwestern Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This is, okay, I believe, let me see if I can find this doctor. Is it a lady, Dr. Dora D. Dixie?
No, it's a guy.
It is a gentleman, okay. Okay. And do you know his first name by any chance?
I think it's Karen or I don't know. K-A-R-E-N.
Okay. But it was a gentleman, doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Here's what I did find. Wait, is this right? Actually, I found a gentleman. He looks like maybe an Indian gentleman or Asian.
Yes.
Dr. Yes. Karen, K-A-R-A-N. You were close. It's actually Dixit, D-I-X-I-T.
Yes, yes.
A neurologist at Northwestern Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, good. I found the right doctor. Okay. Bear with me here. And his specialty, that's he's a neuro-oncologist.
Yes.
Neurologist, oncologist. Okay, very good. Okay, I definitely have the right doctor. Bear with me here. Dr. Karen S. Dixon, comma, MD. Neurology. And again, this was where you received the diagnosis, would have been at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the street address or the street name it was on?
I want to say
Was it Huron or Lakeshore Drive?
it's Clark. I think it's like Clark Street.
Park Street?
Clark Street.
Oh, Clark, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or there's like Erie Street too.
There is a 20 South Clark Street in Chicago. Let me see here. I'm searching the internet for this location. I'm sorry to hear about these unfortunate circumstances that got you diagnosed with a meningioma. So I'm looking at Northwestern Medicine.
It's like 251 E Haran Street. That I know there's like multiple like entrances that you can get into.
One moment, please. I think I had that. Okay, that's right. Northwestern Memorial Hospital, 251 East Huron Street in Chicago. Okay, that's where you saw Dr. Dixit, and that's where you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Okay, thank you. And by the way, thank you, Jessica, for being so patient through these questions. A lot of questions. If this information is very helpful for the law firm when they consider taking on your case, I think you're going to be a good candidate for the firm. We'll know in a day or two because what you can expect is, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm listening. Sorry, my kids are talking.
It's okay. Towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign the legal agreement between you and the firm, along with that request for medical records. But be on the lookout for a call from the law firm in a day or two. They do want to speak to you to confirm that you did receive depot injections and that you were diagnosed with a meningioma. All right, so I'll go over that with you in a moment. So Dr. Dixit, he was a neurosurgeon or a neurologist, right?
Right.
Okay. Did you have a cancer diagnosed before your meningioma?
No.
Okay. And is there any did you receive treatment for your meningioma?
Not currently, no.
And why is that? Why have they not treated you?
Just like it wasn't as like they didn't need to treat it for that, I wasn't that bad right now.
What did they explain to you why they didn't treat you?
Basically, like it wasn't severe enough to be treated, or cause like the enough problems to. I know, like for like the headache and stuff, they just basically treated me with like medication and stuff, but that's all. Well, I didn't get no surgery or anything.
Okay. So they, if I understand correctly, they just didn't think that it required treatment.
Right. Well,
Okay.
like not like surgery wise, but like medication and stuff they did.
Okay. And then is there any history of meningiomas in your family?
No.
Okay. And were you ever hospitalized for your meningioma?
No.
Okay. All right. And then let me make a note. Let me ask you another question. Do you know if your tumor was Was it spreading? Was it growing?
No, I mean it grew a little, but for right now it's been stable.
It's stable? Okay. All right. And this decision or this assessment was from Dr. Dixit. He felt that it was not necessary to treat your meningioma, that it was probably non-cancerous and not of a significant size to do any harm,
Right.
or located in an area that wasn't like in a to any part of a sensitive part of the brain.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, do you happen to have any medical records that show that can confirm your diagnosis of your meningioma?
Not like printed out or anything.
Okay, but do you have access to medical records? Do you know if you have them at home somewhere?
I don't know. I may have them at home, but I think they could be like on a my chart.
Okay, do you have access to your my chart?
I would have to try to remember the login, but I believe so.
You do? Okay, good, good. Okay, so the law firm may ask that you log into your MyChart and dig up records that confirm your diagnosis. They'll let you know if they're going to request that. But are you confident that medical records do exist at the doctor's office or at the Northwestern Memorial Hospital that can confirm your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So I'm assuming they'll be able to provide that information either by fax or by email. All right, we're getting close to wrapping up. So again, I say thank you for being patient, letting me help you. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but we're almost done. The law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones, and especially if you can't be you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like the list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Honestly, I don't really have anyone. It's just me and my kids, and they're all under age.
I'm sorry, is there a family member, like a brother or sister, parent?
No.
What about a close friend, a close colleague that you trust?
No, like it's the only one close enough would be my 15-year-old son. That's about it.
I'm sorry, your sister?
My 15-year-old son, that would be about it.
That's it. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll put not applicable. If you do think of somebody, let the law firm know.
Okay.
All right. The law firm does ask. We're getting close to wrapping up, as I mentioned to you. The final step is to sign the legal agreement and the request for medical records. I'm going to send you a text message in a moment or two, and that text will have a link to the forms to sign electronically. Have you ever done DocuSign or electronic signing before?
I have.
Okay, good. So that'll go smoothly. All right. Before I send out the docs, I do want to first confirm the information we went over, and then second, remind you when you sign that the law firm is going to ask for a legible signature, meaning they can clearly see your name, the letters in your name, like Jessica, and then your last name. So when you sign, what they're expecting is that your signature is legible, that they can actually read your name. Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Before I send out the form, let me just take a moment to confirm the information. You are filing this claim for yourself. You are the injured party. You were diagnosed, unfortunately, with a meningioma of the brain, and we said the date of the diagnosis was approximately June of 2021. Your date of birth is September 30th, 1990. You received the injections. I'm sorry, you received Depo-Provera in the form of an injection by shot. You did receive the brand name injectable, Depo-Provera. Received injections for roughly a year and a half. We said between July of 2018 and December of 2021. You were able to confirm that you had at least four injections within a year prior to your diagnosis. Is that right?
All right.
Okay, thank you. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name, your social, your email address, your phone number, and your address. We gathered information of where you were prescribed Depo-Provera from Dr. Susan Orhan. The nurse injected you. She was at Elite Women's Care and Hoffman Estates. and then we gather that address and phone number. You were diagnosed with a meningioma through an MRI scan, and that was done by Dr. Karen S. Dixit, or at least Dr. Karen Dixit was the person that confirmed your diagnosis of a meningioma of the brain. He's a neurologist. And then no treatment was required. That's actually understandable because it was actually considered benign, meaning it was not cancerous, and it wasn't located in a critical part of your body, of the brain. Doctor said no treatment was needed. Let me make a quick note. No treatment was needed because tumor was benign. And not located in a sensitive area, in a critical area. Okay, all right, Jessica, our final step is to do signing and then we'll be wrapping up, but let me go over this information. Before we wrap up, Jessica, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. The law firm will be reaching out to you soon, and they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you'll be able to be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Please note, once your file goes through quality assurance, I'm going to give you a call back within the next hours or so to transfer you over to them directly. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Okay. All right. So in a few seconds, you're going to get a text. Wait one moment, please. One moment, please. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. So now that text should be ready. And when you get it, the first thing you're going to want to do is click on the link. You'll need to agree to SMS messages. And then you'll see, please review and act on these documents. And then you'll see my name just below that, John Maurer. And you're going to look for a box below my name. And you'll put a check mark next to that box that says agreeing to electronic records and signatures. Then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons.
Okay.
Did you get the text?
I did.
Perfect. And then when you're done finishing, let me know, because that'll be my cue to do one last step on my end.
Uh-huh.
What you can expect is I'm going to send you a text from my office. I'm in Irvine, California. I work Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This text that I'm going to send to you from my office line will serve as a record of our conversation, so you'll always know who is the gentleman that signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. And if you don't get a call from the law firm, I'll give you the phone number to the law firm. You can call them, or you can call me, and I can connect you with the firm. That's if you don't hear from them in a day or two.
Okay.
You should hear from them either today or tomorrow at the latest. And I think I mentioned to you that once this goes through QA, because I do have a quality assurance department that's going to review our call and our case, I believe they might ask me to pick up the phone, call you to transfer you to firm, or the firm may call you directly.
Okay. It says I finished signing.
You did? Okay, great. Give me one second. Let me just confirm. Yes, Jessica, I see that you have completed the signing. Okay, we're almost done here. Bear with me here. So now I'm going to send you a text from my office line here in Irvine, California. This is from my, this is direct to me. All right, bear with me. And I'll also include the name of the firm. This is a great firm that's interested in taking on your case. They're very experienced in litigating against billion-dollar corporations. You're going to be in good hands. So, hi, Jessica. We're almost done here. So if the law firm calls you, they're going to call from a 214 area code.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you the phone number just in case here. Bear with me here by text.
Okay.
How's your health today? Are you doing better?
Okay.
I understand. I do. All right. Did you get the text from myself?
I did.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So you have my contact information. You also have the name of the firm, Ben Martin Law. Be on the lookout for a call from either myself or from them. I would call you from 949. And if I call you, it's because I'm going to transfer you to the firm and we'll do the case verification together. If not, the law firm may contact you directly and they would be calling you from a 214 area code. Now, is there any other questions that I can answer for you? I'm sorry. Okay, well, Jessica, if that's the case, I want to say thank you for letting me help you. Once again, I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I am, again, pleased to hear that you're about to get representation from a very good firm. You'll be in good hands with them.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, and take care, and we'll maybe talk soon.
Okay.
Okay, take care. Bye.